Well, hello, Tarot Tribers. How are you all doing? We are doing our weekly forecast, and this week, March 19th, we have some good stuff going on. For those of you that are new to me, my website, I'm the co-founder of the Tarot Tribe. I created this with the universe, so we're partners in helping you elevate your practice, learn about tarot, use it as that spiritual tool in your life that can truly make a difference and supercharge your positive results in your life experiences, and to help be a guide from the creator and with the creator so that you can move forward and really, you know, be a powerful being. And so I do these forecasts to just help people, help you guys out, help the tribe dig into, you know, maybe being in check, being in charge, and definitely supercharging your life into, you know, knowing what may be coming down the pipeline energetically. So I do the forecast with a clear intention in mind. What is happening that's really important for anybody that listens to this recording in this week, so you can help yourself make sure that you make the best of it and that you step into a place of being strong, powerful, and enlightened in the journey overall. So this week, interesting, we have a really cool week actually. I know the last few weeks of March have been a little bit challenging based on the tarot readings that I've given you guys. And very cool. Right now we're in a place of the Hierophant. We have the Hierophant. We have what's crossing the Hierophant. The Ace of Wands. As we progress through the week, we have the Eight of Swords. We have the Two of Swords, that Three of Cups. And then we have the Outcome, which is also interesting. We have the Nine of Cups and the Knight of Cups. Awesome. So this is really good. We're moving forward. This week is way better than the last few weeks in the sense of growth. We're in a beautiful place of learning, growing, being a good student, being a great teacher. With that Hierophant says you're a student and a teacher simultaneously. You're learning about your life, you're educating yourself, and you're finding your wisdom all at the same time. Really good. So this week's opportunity is to be that open person, to be aware, to be objective, to ask for help when you need it, to be clear about what's going on, and to not get caught up in details, but more from an objective viewpoint to see things as they are. What's crossing with that Ace of Wands is pretty cool too. Your new passion is arising from the subjectivity. It tells you that I've been really objective. My head is in a good place, so my passion can come to the surface. Who I am can come more to the surface. Things are rising from inside. Things are arising from inside. Who you are, what you need, what you want, the passions about your life, what desires that you have. Through objective mindset, those things can come to the surface and knock on you from inside and say, hey, this is what you really want to do. So this is a beautiful spot to be in. What the rest of the reading tells you is this, that Eight of Swords says, don't get caught up with your mind. Don't get caught up in things. Don't create stories in your head, and do not get caught up in things that are not true about who you are and what you're capable of. The opportunity is things that you really want and desire will come up with that Ace of Wands. And then as the reading progresses, you might be saying, oh, I can't do that. It's not possible. You may be coming up with some doubt and some, you know, really negative interactions with yourself. Don't do that. Go inward. Go inward with that Two of Pentacles, and that Three of Cups means celebrate yourself. Celebrate the fact that you even realize who you are and what you want to do, be, and have in this world. How exciting. How exciting. And through this platform of being a student of yourself, a student of life, sitting in a place of clarity with who you are, you can see who you are is coming to the surface this week. Incredible. What an amazing time. What an amazing week. Let it happen. Open up. Go inward. Be clear. Let this rise from inside. Let yourself really open up to the stars here this week. Let yourself dream. It's very important because it's in a good concrete reality. So let it come up. The outcome moving forward, meaning like the path forward, how does this land? How does this whole week land? We have that Nine of Pentacles, which is great. It's really about self-overview, and it's really about going, okay, who am I? What do I have? Where do I need to go from here? Love it. Amazing. And we have that Knight of Cups, which says the messages of love, of inspiration, of doing what's next are here for you. Take them. Let everything sink in and move forward and get ready to rock and roll from this position in your life. So I hope this helped you this week. Listen, have a wonderful time. Don't forget, if you need anything, just let us know. I'm happy to serve, happy to be here in your practice, and let's rise and elevate our lives to the next level. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and enjoy your week. Bye for now.